大家好 ，I know what 新鮮熱辣 means， and it's true， it's true， I'm 新鮮。
我都知道乜嘢叫新鮮熱辣，呢個係真嘅。
I'm very glad and honored to be here with you this morning。
我榮幸今日可以喺今天早上同大家喺呢度。
And I'm thankful for Brother Su Lin to translate for me。
我高興可以同張子成傳道一齊嚟到係侍奉神。
To make up for my bad Chinese.
我唔識講英文。
Forgiveness is not easy.
寬恕唔係容易嘅。
You don't need me to tell you this.
我相信你哋唔需要我話俾你知。
It's probably one of the most difficult things any of us can do.
这个是可能是我们每一个人最难做的一件事。
C.S. Lewis, a Christian author, apologist, and thinker, very plainly admitted this in a letter to a friend.
路易斯一位基督徒的作家、护教学者和一个思想家，他在一封信里面来到是很坦白地去承认。
He wrote,Last week in prayer, I discovered, or at least think I did, that suddenly I was able to forgive someone that I had been trying to forgive for over 30 years.
在上个礼拜，当我在祷告之中，我发现到一件事，就是我突然之间可以来到去饶恕一个我尝试了30多年来到饶恕他的人。
In the last month, I showed two films to the youth in a church that centered on the theme of forgiveness.
我喺上個月，我嚟到將兩套嘅影片嚟到係俾我哋教會當中嘅年青人去睇。呢兩套影片嘅中心思想都係關於饒恕。
One film is a documentary called As We Forgive.
一個嘅其中一套嘅影片係叫係一套紀錄片，叫做《當我哋饒恕》。
It's about the ongoing work.Of reconciliation in the country, in the African country Rwanda.
一個係關於喺一個非洲嘅國家叫做盧旺達，佢喺嗰度有一個嘅延續緊嘅工作，就係要去復和。
And it takes place 15 years after the horrible genocide of over 1 million people.
呢個復和嘅工作係喺15年前嚟到就係有呢個種族殘殺。以至超過100萬人死亡，這件事發生之後的15年來到展開。
The documentary filmed just over a year ago.
這個的紀錄片是在一年之前拍攝。
Traces the journey of two people who must come face to face with their family's murderers.
它講述到兩個的人，是他們是要去面對面這樣面對他們去謀殺他們家人的兇手。
Come face to face and they have to try to forgive them.
他們面對面面對他們家人的兇手，他們要來到去嘗試去饒恕他們。
Why do they have to do this?
為什麼他們要這樣做呢?
The reason is because there were so many murderers during the genocide.
因為在這個種族殘殺裡面有很多的兇手。
There are so many that the government could not keep them in prison.
因為太多了，政府不可以將他們全部留在監獄裡面。
So instead they were released, able to go free, back to their towns and their neighborhoods.
於是他們就被釋放，他們是得到自由，他們回到去他們原本所居住的城市鄉鎮裡面。
The same neighborhoods where they committed these atrocities.
回到去他們原本住的鄰舍那裡，是回到去他們原來到是去犯這些這樣的罪行的地方那裡。
And so if you were one of these surviving neighbors, and you came face to face with your family's murderer, could you forgive him?
想像一下，如果你是其中一個是生存的家庭成員，你嚟到係面對呢啲嘅兇手嘅時候，你能唔能夠饒恕佢哋咧
？Perhaps this doesn't relate to you directly.
可能呢個唔同你有直接嘅關係。
You might be thinking, no one has killed my family.
可能你喺度諗緊，冇人曾經去謀殺過我嘅屋企成員啦。
But regardless of this type of offence, why is it that forgiving another person is still so difficult?
但係無論係邊一種嘅罪行，點解饒恕係咁困難呢？
Forgiveness is hard, I believe, because it requires something from us.
我相信饒恕係咁困難，因為佢哋要求饒恕要求我哋一啲嘢。
We know that in order to forgive another, we will lose a part of ourselves.
如果我哋要去饒恕嘅時候，我哋就會損失我哋嘅一部分。
And we're just not willing to give that up.
我哋就係唔願意去放棄依一啲嘅嘢。
It demands too much.
佢係要求得太多。
And so, I'd like for us to look at the story of the prodigal son.
所以我想同大家去睇呢個浪子嘅故事。
And before we go further, I'd like to ask Brother Sulin to read the story to us, which is found in Luke 15.
在我们讲这个故事之前，我会跟大家来到去读路加福音的第十五章第十一节至到第二十四节。路加福音的第十五章第十一至到二十四节。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把家业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费之财。既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去求靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死么？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故工吧。於是起來往他父親那裏去，相離還遠。他父親看見就動了慈心，跑去抱著他的頸項，連連與他親嘴。兒子說，父親，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，從今以後我不配稱為你的兒子。父親卻吩咐仆人說，把那上好的袍子快拿出來給他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊宰来，牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
I'd like for us to focus on two points in this story.
我想大家在这个故事里面集中我们的注意力在两点上面。
Both of which I believe will help us understand the extravagant forgiveness of our Father.
我相信这两点都能够帮助我们去明白这个父亲这么伟大的这个的宽恕。
The two points are, first of all, that forgiveness is assertive, and second, forgiveness is sacrificial.
呢兩點就係第一，饒恕係堅定嘅；第二，饒恕係犧牲嘅。
Again, forgiveness is assertive, and forgiveness is sacrificial.
饒恕第一，饒恕係堅定嘅；第二，饒恕係犧牲嘅。
These are two points that I learned from a pastor in New York named Tim Keller, whom I've gained much from, not just from this story, but in many other ways.
呢兩點我係喺一個紐約嘅牧者叫做 Tim Kelly 嘅身上嚟都係學到。我唔單止學到呢一樣嘢，亦都係喺佢身上係學到好多其他嘅功課。
The first, forgiveness is assertive.
第一，饒恕係堅定嘅。
The best part of the story is when the father runs toward his son. Verse 20.
这个第一，这个故事最精彩的一部分就是当这个的父亲来到是跑去他的儿子那里。
跑。
跑。
The father sees him from afar.
那個爸爸喺好遠見到佢。
And when he recognizes him, he goes right after him.
對，當佢嚟到係認得佢嘅時候，佢就跑去佢嗰度。
And he embraces him with affection.
佢嚟到係擁抱佢，好熱情嘅嚟到擁抱佢。
The son can't even get a word in.
個兒子甚至唔能夠講到一句嘅説話。
The father runs to him.
個父親就嚟到跑去嚟到去到佢嗰度。
Now this is absurd.
這個真係發神經嘅。
The son who had run away from the family, taking with him a third of his father's estate, and then squandering it all.
那個兒子，他來到是離開了這個家庭，帶著他爸爸三分一的財產走了去，然後又浪費了這些財產。
This son is now lavished with the affection of his father.
但是這個兒子竟然係俾呢個嘅父親係咁熱情嘅嚟到係去接待佢。
This can't be，
真係冇可能嘅。
Imagine what this father could be thinking。
我哋想象下呢個嘅父親究竟可以諗緊啲乜嘢嘢咧
？He could one of his thoughts could be he could be back for more money, this son of mine。
佢可以喺度諗緊啊，佢又翻嚟再要攞錢啊。
Or father could be thinking, finally he's ready to apologize。
佢或者可以喺度諗啊，佢最終於咧，佢都係肯道歉啦。
Alas, he knows he's wrong.
最後佢都知道佢原來係錯做錯啦。
And he's come to say sorry.
佢翻嚟講對唔住。
But this father doesn't do this.
但係呢個嘅父親冇咁樣做。
He runs right to his son.
佢跑去佢嘅兒子嗰度。
He doesn't sit in his chair, waiting, and say, if he wants to come and beg me for forgiveness, fine.Perhaps then I will forgive him.
佢冇坐喺佢嘅凳上边喺度等，然后谂，如果佢嚟到同我讲道歉嘅时候，佢要求我嚟到饶恕佢嘅时候，好，咁或者我就会饶恕佢嘅。
No, when he sees him, he bows, he runs toward his son, embraces him, kisses him, forgives him.
唔系，佢冇咁样做。佢係當佢見到佢嘅兒子嘅時候，佢就跑去嚟擁抱佢，同佢親嘴。
He forgives him.
佢原諒佢。
And this is the point.
呢個就係個重點。
The father forgives the son, and his forgiveness is not conditional to the son's repentance.
呢個父親原諒佢嘅兒子，而呢個嘅饒恕唔係有條件嘅。唔係因住佢兒子嘅悔改而係成為一個嘅條件。
Notice this in verse 17, the son comes to his senses.
我哋留意第十七節嗰度講話呢個嘅兒子醒悟過來。
He realizes after squandering all his inheritance and having nothing left but the food that pigs eat, he realizes he's better off to at least be an employee in his father's house.
他發覺到他 當他浪費了所有的財產什麼都沒有了只剩下一些豬食的食物的時候他醒覺到 他回到去、那個、他爸爸那裡就算做一個僱工日子都會好過一些
Just a servant
只是一個牧人
He doesn't want to come back as a son
他不想回去再成為一個兒子
He himself doesn't think he's worthy enough
他自己不認為他仍然配做兒子。
So, smelling like a pig and probably feeling as low as one, he determines to return home and ask his father for forgiveness.
於是他全身一磅的豬槌，甚至可能他的心裏面都覺得好像豬一樣那麼低賤，他決定他要回到去他的爸爸那裡來到要求他原諒他。
And look at verse 18 now.
我哋睇第十八節。
Remember, the son at this point is only imagining what he will say to his father.
我哋留意咧，喺依個時候，呢個嘅兒子只係想像緊佢會點樣同佢嘅爸爸嚟到去説話。
He's thinking he will say, verse 18, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants."
他要跟他爸爸講，他話：父親，我得罪了你，又得罪了天。從今以後，我不配稱為你的兒子，把我當作一個僱工吧。
We see that the son has come to his senses. He now has a repentant heart. But read on in this story.
我们作为一个的读者，我们知道他是有悔改的心，但是这个爸爸不知道。
What we see is that even before the son gets a chance to say any of this, his father, right when he sees him, is already running after him.
我们所知道的就是当就算这个儿子未曾讲一句的说话，当这个爸爸见到他的时候，他已经原谅他。
The father embraces him.
那个爸爸拥抱他。
The father kisses him.
他爸爸跟他亲嘴。
You see, the father, not even knowing the heart of his son, already has forgiven him.
我们看到这个爸爸就算不知道他的儿子的心是怎么样，他已经是饶恕了他。
This is a forgiveness that is assertive.
这个就是一个坚定的饶恕。
We don't work like this.
我们不是这样做的。
When a friend, a relative, a business partner has wronged us or hurt us or taken something from us, we don't easily go out and forgive him or her.
当一个嘅朋友、一个亲戚或者一个嘅商业上面嘅伙伴，都系对我哋唔公道，攞咗我哋一啲嘢嘅时候，我哋唔容易嚟到系去走出一步嚟到去饶恕佢哋。
We wait for them to realize how much they've hurt us.
我哋喺度等佢哋咧认识到佢哋点样嚟到伤害咗我哋。
We wait for them until they realize their own foolishness.
我哋即系喺度等佢哋发觉到佢哋系几咁嘅愚蠢。
We wait and wait and wait.
我哋喺度等，我哋喺度等，我哋喺度等。
What we're really doing, in fact, is quietly letting them have it.
我们事实上在做的就是我们要他们自作自受。
You see, in making them wait, what we're doing is pouring salt on the wound of the relationship.
我们其实我们这样做的时候，我们就是在这个的已经破损的关系上面，我们好像撒了盐一样。
What we don't realize is by doing this, we are losing out too.
我哋唔察覺到嘅就係我哋咁樣做嘅時候，其實我哋都係損失緊嘅。
This is a forgiveness that is not assertive but passive.
呢一個唔係一個堅定嘅饒恕，而係一個被動嘅饒恕。
And in its passiveness, our fallen hearts will twist and turn and resist letting the other person go free.
呢一個嘅被動嘅饒恕。就是令到我们的心在一路的辗转反侧，都是一路不肯给另外那个人来到是得到自由。
Jesus says in Mark 11, verse 25, And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him.
耶稣在马可福音11章25节这样说，他说你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他。
Forgive him.
饶恕。
You see, it's not wait until she realizes she is wrong before you forgive her.
这个不是叫我们是要他们知道，另外一个人知道他是错了，然后才饶恕他。
Or wait until he apologizes to you before you forgive him.
不是等到他道歉然后才饶恕他。
No, go.
不是，我们去。
If you hold anything against anyone, forgive him.
如果你是对另外一个人有怀恨的时候，我们就要去饶恕他们。
Right then and there.
就在那里，就是要立即的去饶恕他们。
That's it. Go, forgive.
就是这样的了，去饶恕他们。
This is crazy, is it?
这个真系发神经嘅。
This isn't how it works.
唔系咁样做嘅啫。
When I am wronged, I don't have to do a thing.
如果我系受到唔公平嘅待遇嘅时候，我唔需要做任何嘢啫。
When I am hurt, I have the right to hurt back.
如果我係受傷害嘅時候，我有咁嘅權利嚟到係傷害翻人嘅啫。
When I did not start it, I sure don't have to be the one to end it.
如果唔係我搞出嚟嘅時候，冇理由要我去收拾殘局嘅啫。
But Jesus says, "You go and forgive."
但係耶穌話：你去饒恕人。
In Matthew 5:23, Jesus also says this.
在马太福音第五章二十三节，主耶稣亦都咁样讲。
If you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift right there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come offer your gift.
嗰度话，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把禮物留在壇前，先去同弟兄和好，然後來獻禮物。
Again, the directive is to go and be reconciled.
再一次喺呢度嗰個嘅指示就係要我哋去同人和好。
Make things right again.
令到事情再搞翻好。
Don't just sit there and wait.
唔好淨係坐喺度喺度等。
Don't just stay still and hold a grudge.
唔好停留喺度，係懷住怨恨。
Or ignore the person for years and years.
或者係漠視另外嗰個人，係長年歲月咁樣嚟到漠視佢。
Go and forgive now.
去饒恕佢哋。
You see, as Jesus teaches, whether you are the one who is wronged or you are the one who committed the wrong, it doesn't matter.
我哋睇到，無論係我哋係嗰個被受傷害嘅人，或是係我哋嗰個去係得罪咗人嘅人，呢個唔重要。
You are called to go and make things right.
你係神係要叫你哋嚟到係去饒恕人哋。
Keller says, "The problem with the world is that everyone stays on their chair."
Keller 話。这个世界的问题就是每一个人都坐在他们的凳上面。
Everyone is just sitting there waiting for the other person to make the first move.
每个人都是坐在凳上面在等另外一个人来先走第一步。
And that's what we're prone to do, but this is what the Father in the parable illustrates.
这个都是我们这样倾向这样做的，但是在这个浪子的故事里面表明一件事。
Jesus' forgiveness.Is assertive.
耶稣的饶恕是坚定的。
He goes and forgives, and he asks us to do the same.
他去饶恕人，他也都叫我们做同样的事情。
That's the first. The second is forgiveness is sacrificial.
这个是第一点。第二点是饶恕是牺牲的。
After our youth watched the documentary, As We Forgive,I invited them to write their own reflections.
當我嚟到係將呢套《當我哋饒恕》呢套影片放咗俾我哋嘅年青人之後，我嚟到係請佢哋係寫低佢哋嘅感想。
One teenager shared with me that it is incredibly difficult to forgive.
其中一個嘅年青人佢同我分享話：呢個饒恕實在係好難、好難做到。
In reflection on her own life.This teen wrote, I have a storage in my brain of all the bad memories that I have of those people who hurt me. And so basically, each time I see them, the storage opens and all the memories come spewing out.
当他来到反思他自己的生命的时候，他来到这样写，他说，我在我的脑里面有一个储物柜。儲住曬所有人其他人傷害我嗰啲嘅一啲嘅壞嘅記憶，而每一次我見到呢啲人嘅時候，呢啲嘅壞嘅記憶就冚唪唥係出翻曬嚟。
She continues, so that's probably not a good sign of forgiveness.
咁佢繼續講話，呢個好可能都唔係一個饒恕嘅表記。
And this teen is right, I think.
这个我觉得这个的年轻人讲得很对。
It's not a good sign of forgiveness.
这个不是一个饶恕的好的表记。
What this teen realizes is that when we still hold a grudge, or when we still remember and replay all the wrongs done to us, forgiveness still hasn't fully happened.
这个年轻人明白到，当我们仍然是对其他人有怀恨，仍然是记得人家对我们的伤害的时候，这个饶恕就还没发生。
In the documentary, there's one woman whose father was killed during the genocide.
在这个纪录片里面，有一个女士，她的爸爸在这个种族残杀的时候被杀。
The killer was one of those released from prison, now free, and now living in the nearby village.
而这个凶手就是其中一个是被政府所释放，得到自由，现在回去她原本所居住的地方，就跟的其中一个的人。
The killer, who's now repentant, seeks out this woman to ask her for forgiveness.
这个凶手他现在是有一个悔改的心，他来到是找回这个女士，他来到是要求他来到饶恕他。
And how does she respond?
但是他怎样反应呢？
It is difficult to watch.
我们看的时候觉得很辛苦的。
This woman, still carrying this pain, and clearly grieving the loss of her father and many of her family members, she simply cannot, at that moment, grant this man forgiveness.
这个的女士，她仍然是为着她失去她的父亲，同埋她有很多的家庭的成员，她来到是为着咁来到是哀痛，她仍然是带着那一些的伤痛。佢喺呢個嘅時候，佢真係唔能夠嚟到饒恕嗰個人。
You could see in her eyes, it was red, and she was crying. You could see just how much this burden is weighing on her.
你可以從佢嘅眼裏邊，佢嘅眼係紅嘅，佢喺度喊緊。佢嚟到係，我哋睇到佢有幾重嘅擔子係仍然係喺佢嘅身上邊。
There is anger.
他在他身上有憤怒，
resentment，
有怨恨，
bitterness，
有苦毒，
and all of this is understandable.
这一切都是我们可以明白的。
One bishop in Rwanda who oversees this long work of reconciliation made this comment.
在卢旺达的一个主教，这个主教他是负责监督这个復和的工作的這位的主教，他來到是講以下的一個評語。
If there is this ongoing bitterness and anger, it's like an acidic content in a metal container.
他說如果這個的怨恨和苦毒仍然是存在的時候，就好像在一個的金屬的容器裡面有一些腐蝕性的液體在裡面。
It will eventually eat up the container.
它會最後將整個的容器都腐蝕了。
The father in our parable lost in two ways.
這個在我們這個比喻裡面的父親，他在兩方面有損失。
When his son left, his father lost a third of his wealth.
他一方面，當這個的兒子離開他的時候，他損失了他三分之一的財產。
And he also lost face.
他也都失去他的面子。
He lost his reputation.
他失去他的聲譽。
You see, not only was part of his estate gone, his son's actions disgraced him.
不單止是他的財產是遭到損失，他的兒子的行動令到他丟臉。
He was humiliated.
他是受到恥辱。
His son made the father and the whole family look bad.
他的儿子令到他和他整个的家庭都被人看低。
In this culture, much like the Chinese culture, this kind of loss can be even more devastating than any financial loss.
在这个的文化里面，好像在中国人的文化里面，这一种的损失是往往的破坏性是更大于这个在财产上面的损失。
And so when the son returns, now repentant in his heart at least, how does the father respond?
现在当这个儿子是回来了，至少在他的心里面是悔改的，这个父亲怎样去回应呢？
Remember, he runs for his son.
我哋記得佢嚟到跑去佢嗰度。
He won't let his son repay the debt。
佢唔會俾佢嘅仔嚟到係去償還呢個嘅債項。
He won't let him pay。
佢唔會俾佢再償還呢個債項。
And this refusal to let him pay is emphasized in two ways。
佢呢個唔俾佢償還債項嘅行動係喺兩方面嚟到係強調咗出嚟。
First, that the father runs toward him is already against the norm of the culture。
呢個嘅父親嚟到跑去佢嘅兒子嗰度，已經係唔係當時嘅一個習俗。
Never mind the terrible things the son has done. In this culture, the superior never approaches the inferior.
唔好講話個仔做咗呢啲咁可怕嘅事啦。喺呢個嘅文化裏邊，一個嘅在上嘅人係唔會主動咁樣嚟到去接觸嗰啲在下嘅人嘅。
It is always the other way around.
永遠都係調翻轉頭嘅。
We understand this.We understand this. It's kind of the same in our culture.
我哋好明白呢樣嘢，因為我都係喺我哋嘅文化裏邊一樣嘅。
One example I can think of is that as a tea ceremony in a wedding.
我諗到一個嘅例子，就係當結婚嘅時候嗰個斟茶禮嘅時候。
My parents didn't pour me tea.
我嘅父母唔會斟茶俾我噶。
This is how it works. The son, the daughter.Pours tea for them.
呢個係應該係咁樣做㗎。個仔或者個女嚟到斟茶俾佢嘅父母。
And it's the same kind of norm in this culture of the story.
喺呢個故事裏邊嘅文化嗰個嘅習俗都係一樣。
But this father who has already been disgraced by his son goes even further and risks humiliation again.
但係喺呢個故事嘅裏邊嘅呢個嘅父親，佢係再更進一步嘅，佢嚟到冒住險，冒住再被羞辱嘅險嚟到係去跑去佢嘅兒子嗰度。
Adult men just didn't run in this time in this culture。
喺呢個嘅文化裏邊，喺嗰個嘅時候，一個成年嘅男人係唔會跑嘅。
They are the leaders of their family.Approaching someone of lesser status like this was just unheard of.
嚟到去跑去嚟到係去主動去嚟到去接觸一啲在下嘅人，係從來都未有人聽過嘅。
But this father did it.
但係呢個父親就係咁樣做。
He ran.
佢跑去。
Why?
點解咧
？So that he could embrace his son.And kiss him.
因為佢要嚟到去擁抱嘅兒子，佢要親吻佢。
The second way that the father's refusal to let the son pay him back is emphasized in verse 21.
喺二十一節裏邊，呢個嘅就去強調咗呢個父親點樣嚟到係唔去俾佢嘅兒子嚟到償還佢嘅債項。
Halfway through the son's practiced speech, the father interrupts him.
因為當呢個兒子講咗一半嘅時候，呢個父親就打斷佢嘅話柄。
And if you look, the father doesn't even respond to the son.
如果我哋睇嘅時候，呢個嘅父親甚至係唔對佢嘅兒子嚟到作出一個回應。
He doesn't even say anything back to the son. Instead, he turns to his servants and says, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him."
他不對他的兒子說什麼的說話，他只是轉轉頭向他的仆人說，快點將上好的袍子拿出來給他穿。
Bring a ring and put it on his finger.
拿個戒指出來戴在他的指頭上面。
And give my son sandals to wear.
給我的兒子有鞋穿。
All of this new clothing signifies the reinstatement of the son as a son.
呢個嘅所有嘅衣著都係嚟到代表咗呢個兒子重新得到佢兒子嗰個名分。
And a fattened calf is brought out too.
一個肥牛犊亦都係牽嚟。
The one calf that is saved for the most special of occasions.
呢個嘅肥牛犊係留翻俾最特別、最特別嘅一個嘅時間嘅。
Again, rather than let the son pay him back, the father throws the best party that he can.
我哋睇到啲依父親唔單止係唔俾佢嘅兒子嚟到係償還佢嘅債項，佢更加係為佢一個開一個最好嘅慶祝會。
You see, the father didn't even hear of his son's intention to be just a servant.
我哋睇到呢個嘅父親甚至冇聽到佢兒子想話要成為一個僱工呢一個嘅企圖。
The father wouldn't even give him a chance to say it, to repay it.
呢個父親甚至唔俾佢有機會嚟到係去講話佢要償還佢嘅債項。
You see, what the father does with all his losses caused by his son is he absorbs it all.
呢個父親所做嘅就係，雖然佢嘅兒子嚟到係令佢損失咗咁多，佢嚟到承受呢一切。
He absorbs the debt.
佢承擔咗呢一切嘅債項。
You see, forgiveness is sacrificial because it always is about absorbing the debt.
我哋可以睇到呢個饒恕係犧牲嘅，因為佢承擔咗一切。因為這個的罪行所帶來的債項。
This doesn't come naturally to us.
這個不是我們可以自然地來到是得到，可以做得到的。
When we are wronged,
當我們是被人不公平地對待的時候，
there's a debt that is owed.
我們這個就會有一個的欠債。
What comes naturally is to demand the wrongdoer to pay up.
好自然嘅，我哋就要求呢個嘅債項要被償還。
But forgiveness is the opposite.
但係饒恕係相反嘅。
Forgiving turns it all upside down.
饒恕將佢調翻轉。
When someone wrongs us, two things can happen.
當有人對我哋唔公平嘅時候，有兩件事情可以發生。
We can make them pay.
我哋可以要佢哋償還。
Or we can pay the debt ourselves.
或者我哋可以自己償還咗呢個債項。
We can keep the other person in debt and wait for him to pay up.
我哋可以保持佢仍然係欠我哋嘅債，係要等佢哋嚟到去償還。
Or we can absorb the debt.
或者我哋可以承擔呢一個嘅負債。
Eat it up.
我哋吞將佢吞咗落去。
And take the loss.
我哋承擔咗呢個嘅損失。
Forgiveness is not easy.
饒恕不是容易的。
All of this doesn't make sense, does it?
这一切都不是很合理，是吗？
It's not worth it.
不值得这样做啊。
Who's going to take a loss?
谁要承担这些债项啊？
很不值得， right? But this is what true forgiveness looks like.
但是这个就是真正的饶恕，就是这样的了。
When your friend says a hurtful word about you or to you, forgiving her is to free her from the debt she owes you.
当一个朋友对你讲一句伤害的说话，或者是来到是伤害，关于你一句伤害的说话的时候，他就欠你一些的债。
And you absorb the hurt.
你承担这个的伤痛。
When your child ignores you, disobeys you, or uses you, forgiving him is to free him from the debt he owes you.
当你的儿女是不理你，他不听你的话，或者甚至利用你的时候，你原諒他，就是你令到他是不需要再在這些的傷害上面還上這個債。
And you absorb the pain.
你來到是承受了這個的苦痛。
And even when your own parent, father or mother, neglects you or is unfairly disappointed in you, forgiving them is to free them from the debt they owe you.
或者甚至是你的父母，如果他们很不公平的来到对你失望的时候，你来到去饶恕他们，就是令到他们在他们对你的债上面得到自由。
And you absorb the suffering.
你就承担了这个的痛苦。
And if you ever wonder why you should do this,
如果你喺度諗緊點解我要咁樣做咧
？If you ask yourself why should I even think about forgiving this other person？
如果你喺度諗緊點解我需要諗咁樣去做咧
？Do you know how much they've hurt me？
你唔知道佢傷害我有幾深咩
？How do they even deserve it？
佢哋點值得我咁樣去做啊
？Or if you ask even if I wanted to， let's say even if I wanted to。How would I even find the strength to forgive?
就算我真係想咁樣做啊，咁我點能夠嚟到係得到力量咁樣去做啊
？How?
我點樣可以做啊
？This is how.
依個就係我哋點樣可以去做到。
We see the Father in this story as our heavenly Father.
我哋睇到呢個喺呢個故事裏邊嘅父親，其實就係我哋嘅天父。
He's the Father who runs to us.
佢就係嗰位跑去我哋嗰度嘅父親。
You see, we are the ones who have run off and gone off and squandered away the good that He has given to us.
我哋就係嗰個，我哋係離開咗我哋嘅父親，我哋唔再尊重我哋嘅父親，唔再聽我哋父親話嗰個嘅兒子。
We've traded the good and given it and traded it instead for selfish and wild living.
我哋将天父俾我哋好嘅嘢，我哋浪费咗。我哋将佢取而代之，系一啲自私同埋放荡嘅生活。
You see, we're the ones who have hurt God.
我哋就系嗰个伤害神嘅人。
By our sin, we've ripped away at His dignity.
我因为我哋嘅罪过，我哋嚟到伤害咗佢嘅尊严。
We've disgraced Him.
我哋令到佢丢脸。
And yet, He runs to us.
但係佢嚟到跑去我哋嗰度。
From heaven, He runs to us.
由天上邊佢嚟跑嚟我哋嗰度。
He gives up all of Himself. He sends His one and only beloved Son. He enters right into the mess of our lives.
從天上佢派佢獨生所愛嘅兒子，佢嚟到呢個我哋呢個嘅。
He enters the mess of our lives and bearing it all, becoming vulnerable and naked on the cross, he absorbs our debt in full.
佢嚟到我哋呢个咁混乱嘅世界里边，佢脱下一切，佢喺十架上边赤身露体，佢嚟到系将嚟到为我哋嘅为我哋嘅罪嚟到系承担，佢承担咗我哋一切嘅罪。
He does it.
佢就係咁樣做。
He absorbs it all by dying for us.
佢喺十架上邊為我哋嚟到死。
On the cross, with open arms, he forgives us.
佢喺十架上邊，佢伸開佢嘅雙手嚟到係寬恕我哋。
He embraces and kisses us.
佢擁抱親吻我哋。
In Romans 5:8 it says, "While we were still sinners." Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节嗰度话，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死。
You see why forgiveness is so difficult.
你睇唔睇到点解饶恕宽恕系咁难嘅咧
？Because it has something to do with dying.
因为系佢系要系有要系诶要系死嚟到系。
And so, how do we gain the strength to forgive others?
我哋點樣樣可以得到喺饒恕呢個力量咧
？By seeing that we ourselves have been forgiven eternally.
我哋要先睇到我哋自己係被永遠嘅嚟到係去饒恕。
And if we see this, if we see and truly understand this in our hearts, no debt against us will be impossible to absorb.
當我哋睇到同埋明白我哋係點樣被饒恕嘅時候，冇一個更大嘅債，我哋係唔可以承擔。
The divine forgiveness that we don't deserve but receive anyway, this is a strength from which we use to forgive others.
呢一個從神而嚟嗰個嘅饒恕係我哋唔配得，但係我哋係得到嘅。我哋睇到嘅時候。我哋就有呢個力量嚟到去饒恕人。
Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
主怎樣在哥羅西書那裡說，主怎樣饒恕了你們，你們也要怎樣饒恕人。
When we realize just how grand and lavish is the privilege of being reinstated into God's family, when we see that this gift is no small gift, but the greatest anybody could ever receive, then, and we compare this to any debt that others owe us, then we find the strength.
當我們看到這個的饒恕，天父給我們的饒恕是多麼的偉大，祂讓我們是再得到兒子的名分的時候，我們看到這個不是一個小的禮物，而是一份是任何人所能夠得到一份最大的禮物。當我們明白的時候，我們就能夠饒恕任何的人。
We find the strength to forgive because we understand if my Heavenly Father can forgive a sinner like me, how can I not forgive the other person?
我們能夠得到力量去饒恕人，因為我們知道既然天父能夠饒恕好像我們這樣的罪人，我們也都能夠饒恕人。
A preacher a long time ago said this about God's forgiveness.
有一個傳道人 在很久之前說過這樣一句的說話。
God pardons like a mother.
神好像一個母親這樣來到饒恕。
Who kisses the offense into everlasting forgiveness.
祂來到親吻這個的罪行，令到祂變成一個永遠的寬恕。
And so forgiveness is assertive.
所以饒恕是堅定的。
And forgiveness is sacrificial.
饒恕也都是犧牲的。
Can you imagine then how our relationships would look like if we forgave one another like this?
你可不可以想像到，如果我們能夠好像這樣來到去饒恕其他人的時候，我們的關係會是怎樣呢？
Consider this.
我們考慮，我們想想。
In your friendships, in your family, in our church, and even our workplaces.
我們想想在我們的友誼上面，在我們的家庭裡面，在我們的教會裡面，甚至在我們工作的地方裡面。
This isn't a half-hearted forgiveness that simply ignores the pain and the hurt.
這個不是一個只是去漠視了那種傷痛，一種是不是全心全意的饒恕。
It faces the hurt right on and absorbs it.
祂來到是去面對這個的傷痛，來到是承擔了這個傷痛。
This isn't a forgiveness that continues to hold even a tiny grudge against the other.
這個不是仍然保留甚至一個很小很小的一個的怨恨的一種的饒恕。
This is a complete absolution of the wrong and the wrongdoer.
而是絕對的來到是去赦免了那一個犯錯的人。
And this forgiveness runs.
而這個饒恕是跑去的。
跑。
跑的。
It doesn't sit on the chair.
不是坐在個椅上面的。
It doesn't wait for the other person to make the first move.
不等其另外一個人來到是去先走第一步的。
This forgiveness runs.
這個的饒恕是跑去的。
I have been a father for 3 months.
我成為了一個父親有三個月。
I know there some of you have been fathers for 3 decades.
我知道有些人是成為父親已經有30年。
So I have much to learn.
所以我有很多嘢要學習。
One prayer that I have been praying with my daughter, even though she doesn't understand a word of it, is the Lord's Prayer.
一個祈禱是我和我的女兒來到一起的來到去做的，雖然她一個字都不會明白，但是我是這樣來到去為她祈禱，這個就是主禱文。
And I'd like to end by saying this prayer.
我想是用這個的主禱文，我們一起來到去讀這個主禱文來到去作結束。
And the reason is because, as you know, in the middle of it, there's a line, two lines that talk about forgiveness.
個原因就係因為我哋知道喺呢個嘅主禱文當中有其中兩句係關於饒恕嘅。
And it teaches us just how central it is even for Jesus to teach us in his prayer that he taught his disciples.
我哋就咁樣，我哋係可以知道主耶穌係以呢個嘅饒恕係作為佢教導佢門徒嘅中心。
My prayer for you is that you might find freedom by being able to forgive those in your life.
我嘅禱告就係希禱告你哋能夠係因為能夠饒恕其他人而得到自由。
And most of all, that you find forgiveness in the grace and the love and the compassion of our Heavenly Father.
而最重要嘅就係藉住饒恕，我哋能夠係知道上帝嗰個嘅恩典。
This is the prayer.
这个就是那个的祷告。
Why don't you read it?
马太福音的第六章第九至到第十三节，他说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Amen.
Amen.